Here in the U.S., the Bush administration is rethinking cybersecurity. The idea being that the next terrorist attack could take the shape of an assault on the nation's cell phone or computer networks. Richard Clark is special advisor to the president for cyberspace security. He told us the government is making progress, but there's no way to foresee every possible threat.
I don't think we can set out as a goal being able to stop all major attacks. I think what the president said in his executive order, our goal should be that outages should be infrequent, should be short, and should have a minimal impact on the economy and on the national defense.
You have proposed something called GovNet, which would be a network that the government would use to protect its databases that would be especially hardened and that would not be widely accessible.
This is not to replace the internet. It's to take existing government intranets and put them together in a private line that would not be subject to denial of service attacks, viruses, worms, the kind of things that do occur to them now.
Whatever the government does, the government is huge, and one assumes that its intranet would be enormous and therefore vulnerable. I've read experts talking about the possibility of GovNet being hardened and being made safe, and they say, no way.
Well, the experts in 167 companies have submitted proposals about how to make it hardened and secure. And these 167 leading companies in the IT business and the telecoms business say, not no way, but yes, it can be done, and it can be done using existing technology.
What about cell phones? Now, that's another area where you have talked about the necessity for preserving cell phone traffic in an emergency for those people who need it the most, a system that would take the general public out of the mix.
Now, what we have today is firemen, policemen have now the ability to go to the top of the queue in waiting for a phone line in an emergency.
Those are landlines,
Those are
though.
landlines. And what we're going to do over the course of the next several months is give those 22,000 firemen, policemen, and other emergency personnel the same capability with cell phones. If you imagine what happened in New York City, it would have given policemen and firemen and other people in lower Manhattan who needed to get through on cell lines because the regular lines were cut. Only those people within the lower Manhattan area connecting to the nearest cell phone would have had to use this system had it existed. Unfortunately, it didn't exist.
What about all the people who were in the World Trade Center who called their families and friends while this disaster was going on? Would they
Well,
have been able to?
sure. The emergency priority system doesn't bump anybody off the phones. All it does is give the firemen, the policemen, the other emergency personnel priority access.
Mr. Clark, I'm quoting from an article that appeared in the New York Times that says the National Communication System, a government agency in Arlington, Virginia, that advises the White House on telecommunications issues, said it had received a commitment from Verizon Wireless to shut those networks to almost all but official traffic in case of an emergency in those cities.
There's no plan to shut cell phone frequencies from the general public, but if there were a disaster in a city, we would like for the emergency responders and other people who need to have priority communications to be able to get onto a cell phone and have it work. Unfortunately, they couldn't on September 11th.
But the very fact that they couldn't make their cell phones work because the cell phone networks were jammed would seem to argue that if they go to the head of the queue, then somebody's going to get dumped off the other end.
Well, no one's going to be ever disconnected. We have 22,000 people across the country today who have that capability, go to the head of the queue. I don't think that there have been significant problems with it, and I don't think there'll be significant problems in extending it to cell phones. I think it will probably save lives.
Mr. Clark, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you very much, Linda.
Richard Clark is the special advisor to the president for cyberspace security.